Why is my house always a mess? Raise your hand if you ever say this. Maybe every day? So look, there are 10 people who live here. I get it. The mess is real. But one of the best ways that you can fight the mess is to actually work with it. What? I know, seriously. It's true though. I'll explain it all coming up. Let's go. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of 9 who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Okay. So we're going to jump right in and get started because we have a lot of ground to cover. You are here. I am here. We are both managing our time well. Let's jump in. Okay, so I've got 3 reasons that your house is a mess and then I'm going to tell you how to fix it, okay, right away. So if you are raising your hand and you are saying, my house feels like a mess, you also are probably feeling these things, right? When it feels like our house is always a mess, it feels, and the thought of getting on top of it or even getting a handle on it at all can feel hopeless, right? And when we think about it, we also know that it's not a one and done thing. Again, believe me, 10 people live here. Things get undone like before I even turn around. But so it can feel hopeless. It can feel never ending, right? Because it gets messed up. So it feels like it never ends. And so in that way, thinking of getting on top of our home, ever making any headway, also feels pointless. And so if it's not something that you're motivated to deal with much, it becomes something you're not very motivated to deal with because the payoff feels so small. And so for the most part, you don't deal with it, right? We don't deal with these messes because again, it's just easier. So let's talk about these 3 feelings real quick. And let me let you know that number one, it's not hopeless, right? It just feels that way. So now, let me give you this disclaimer. Would we love it if all areas of our home looked like those beautiful pictures you see on Pinterest? Sure. But let's be honest, that is not happening, nor do I want to spend my time that way. You probably don't want to spend all your time cleaning either. So for that reason, again, we have to decide what most needs your attention. And that's where we're going to focus, okay? So as you're looking around right now and you're like, oh my goodness, my house is a mess, just focus on just one area with what I'm going to share with you here today. I want you to think about just the area that needs your attention most. It might be the place that bothers you the most in your house. It might be the place that gets the most attention, right? You decide on what most needs your attention and commit to giving it just 10 minutes with what I'm going to share with you here today, okay? And going forward, you're going to, remember we talked about the undone thing? If you can focus on doing the same thing I'm going to share with you here today and focusing on just this one area and a couple others that matter to you most, just 10 minutes at a time between 1 and 3 times a day, it's going to be life changing. Okay. Just 10 minutes. This is how long you need to work in each of these areas or in this area each time you work on it at the most. Okay. The goal is to get it to 2 minutes or less. That's the goal. You'll see what I mean. Okay, so it's not hopeless, right? But that's what you need to know. It's not hopeless. It just feels that way. Number 2 thing. Yes, this stuff does come back. And so in that way, it is kind of an ongoing thing. Staying on top of our house and keeping it that way in these areas. I'm going to keep stressing that. I'm not talking about doing the Midas touch on all areas of your house, right? Like, I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Nobody's got time for that. But just this one area that we're focusing on first, and then you'll add maybe a couple others. That's it. I talk about 3 key areas in my coaching program all the time. Just 3. No more than 3. Yes, those other areas matter, but those are not key areas, right? And this is where our time and attention gets focused first, the key areas. Okay. So yes, it feels never ending, but it's not. It's just ongoing. And it's why you need a place to hide the mess sometimes. And I put hide in quotes because you'll know it's there, but you need to put it someplace where you can't visually see it. You need a way to quickly clean up this one area that's going to get your time and attention on a regular, ongoing 1 to 3 times a day basis. You need a way to hide the mess sometimes. And don't worry, I'm going to show you what this looks like for me. So you're going to see how I do it. You can use my exact tool for the job, or you can find something that works similar and works better for you. But we'll get there. So just hang tight with me. The stuff does come back, but for that reason, you need a place to hide the ongoing mess. Okay, that's number two. Number three, this is also something you need to know. You need to schedule a time to deal with those areas. Remember? So I said, for right now, focus on 10 minutes. We're going to reel it in. We're going to get this one area looking a whole lot better in just 10 minutes, maybe less. And then the goal is to be at that 2 to 5 minute time range, 1 to 3 times a day, in order to get back on top of things, in order to reel it back in this one area. Okay. So again, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, somewhere between there, up to 3 times a day. It just depends on how many people tend to be in that area and how much happens in that area, right? So again, you're going to focus on just the area where you spend the most time. You can move on from there. Okay. So here's what we covered so far. It's not hopeless dealing with your home in all areas, but we're focusing on just this one area is not hopeless. It just feels that way. We're going to divert our attention to just this one area that will help with that hopeless, overwhelming, never going to get on top of it feeling. We're going to start with just the one area. Okay. Number two thing we talked about is that it's not never ending. It's just ongoing to maintain and keep this one area under control. The third thing we talked about is that you need to schedule a time to deal with this area. And that's where a lot of people miss it. If it's not planned into your day, when you're actually going to do this quick little tidy up and hiding of your stuff, it's real easy to just not do that. It's real easy to just let it get almost too far gone so that now you're outside of that 2 to 5 minute range that we're shooting for. In order for you to only have to spend 2 to 5 minutes in this one area hiding the mess, it has to be not too big of a mess that has accumulated in between each time you have what I call a touch point with it. So you need to schedule time to deal with that stuff. And you can see how if we're shooting for 3 times a day, you can see how like morning, afternoon, and evening, right? It kind of works well with that structure. Or maybe it's just a morning or a late morning and a late afternoon thing, right? Just you need to schedule these times to deal with the mess. Okay, now here's where the magic happens. I call them my quick clutter solutions. The quick clutter solutions come to the rescue. And I have 3 on my main floor. And they need to be, again, in your most heavily messed up areas. And so in my one area that I focus on first, which is my kitchen, and it probably could be the kitchen for you as well, because again, a lot of things happen there. We need meals there. A lot of people tend to gather there. It's just kind of the hub of my home, and it very well might be the hub of your home as well. So my quick clutter solutions help fit the bill here. And I have 1 in my kitchen. I have another 1 in my dining room, which is right off my kitchen. So these 2, and actually the 3rd one is not very far either. Now that I think about it, it's in my entryway hallway. So within about 15 steps, I have 3 different quick clutter solutions, which is where I hide the mess. Okay. So they're just photo boxes with lids, and they give me someplace to collect and hide the things that tend to clutter these areas in the hot spots or the most common areas of our home. Again, our front entryway, there's a table there. That's 1 of them. The 2nd one is in my kitchen, which is always my first area of focus. And my 3rd one is just a short way from the kitchen, which is in my dining room area. And this is all a great room. So they're all even almost visible to one another. And it's because things tend to collect on my entryway table. Boom. There's 1 that goes there. Things tend to collect on my kitchen counters. Boom. Another 1 goes there. and stuff seems to collect on my dining room table. Boom. Another one goes there. And imagine that. There are three huge flat surfaces. And I don't know if you've noticed, but flat surfaces seem to call out and say, hey, put stuff on me. And it doesn't matter if the stuff that is being put there actually has someplace else to go. I can promise you, I have a place where car keys are supposed to go. And it's not on my kitchen counter or my entryway table. But do you want to guess how many times they end up there? Lots, right? So again, you can either work with the mess or you can work against it. And these quick clutter solutions embrace this whole idea that the mess is going to kind of collect there. Again, it's the flat surface thing happening to some extent, to a very large extent. And so you can either fight the fact that people are going to set their keys there, or you can say, you know what? I just need a way that I can take the kitchen counter or the entryway table from cluttered mess with keys and mail and the food wrapper someone had in their hand and the random water bottle and the whatever else, the receipt that they had in their pocket or in their hand, right? We need some place for that stuff to go quickly, so that I am not looking at it, especially if I'm coming into the kitchen to make a meal. And when I left my kitchen last, it was all clean. There was no clutter on the counter. There were no keys. There were no wrappers. There were no socks or receipts or anything else. But because, again, 10 people live here, the next thing I know, I come into the kitchen to make a meal, and this is what it looks like. I need to be able to go from cluttered mess to ready to make a meal in 3 minutes or less. And so these quick clutter solutions do that. Now, here's the cool thing about photo boxes. They have those lids. So yes, there's stuff inside it and it's not neat, but I don't have to look at that like I would if it was sitting on my counter. It's in the box with the lid. So quick clutter solutions is the superhero here. Using something with a lid so that, again, you don't have to look at it. Also the hero here. So for me, it's photo boxes. And they, again, entryway table, kitchen clutter or kitchen counter, dining room table. Think about where does the stuff collect for me? And that's going to be where you want to put your quick clutter solutions. But in the beginning, you're just focusing on the one area first, okay? 10 minutes, give me 10 minutes in one area and get yourself a quick clutter solution there. And we'll take it from there, okay? We already talked about the first three steps, but now let's talk about how to actually choose a quick clutter solution wisely. I've told you what they are. I've told you the purpose they serve. I've told you a little bit about what mine look like and where mine are and what the benefits are and kind of how to strategically choose where to put them. But now how do we make it actually happen, okay? So I'm calling this little part of it from cluttered to clean in 3 minutes or less, okay? And these have five steps, okay? So again, come back to that one main area. Let's just call it the hub of your home, whatever that is. Could be the kitchen, could be something else, but that's where we're starting, okay? And then these are the five steps that are gonna help you put this into motion today. It might involve a Target run to go buy a photo box, or you can order one from Amazon or whatever and have it delivered very quickly probably. But you will be ready to go today with these five steps. You'll just need the tool that's going to be your actual solution, like a photo box, okay? So here's what you're going to do. Again, thinking about your kitchen. Let me use that in the example and say that it's going to be your kitchen, okay? Again, a lot of flat surfaces just calling out, hey, hey, put your stuff here, right? Okay, number one, as you're looking in your kitchen, determine, look around, what types of clutter gather there? What types of things gather on your kitchen counter, right? I already named off some of those things for me. It's keys, it's receipts, it's wrappers. It might be the random sock, the random toy, pencils, pens. Of course, there's also the dishes and stuff like that, but we know how to take care of dishes. I'm talking about the other cluttery stuff, okay? So for me, it's usually a mix of paper and non-paper things. So step number one, though, is to determine what types of clutter gather. So for me, it's paper clutter and non-paper clutter. That's step number one. Step number two is when you're going to actually think about the tool. It's where you're going to find an acceptable to look at solution to corral the majority of this clutter. Okay. So again, these are just photo boxes for me, but they definitely do the job well. The lid is super nice. I will tell you, I have had cute little storage baskets before, but they haven't had a lid. And I will tell you, that wasn't bad, but I definitely prefer the photo box because of the lid. I can't visually see it. Now, again, I will say that even without a lid, all this cluttery stuff corralled into a cute little basket looks way better than all over the kitchen counter, for sure. But I'm just saying from my experience, I really do like having the lid, probably more than I thought I would. I was just ready for a change. And so I thought, well, if I'm changing things up, I might as well try it with a lid. And again, surprisingly, it made a bigger difference for me than I anticipated. But number two is to find an acceptable to you looking at an acceptable to look at solution for you. That's step number two. Step number three is that you're going to strategically place up to three in your one main area and eventually perhaps out into your surrounding areas. Like for me, it's my dining room table and my entryway table. Okay. These would probably be areas that are visible. Mine are visible from my hub. Again, the hub of my home where I spend the most of my time, where most people spend the most of their time. If clutter is visible to me from my hub, I'm going to want to address that as well, okay? But you're going to be putting up to three in your one main hub area and then perhaps spreading out from there. That's step number three, is to strategically place it, okay? Step number four is to use these as needed throughout the day. The goal is to, quote, declutter these in your hub enough to make it possible to go, again, from cluttered to clean in under 2 minutes. So you want to, again, I usually do a tidy in my kitchen 3 to 5 times a day. But let's remember, I've got homeschooled kids. I've got 9 people who live here. So my home is it is like a busy subway station. So that might be a little bit much for you, but the goal is under 2 to 3 minutes. So if it's taking you longer, that's when you know you need to schedule more frequently to actually corral all that clutter and put it into the solution itself. Put it in the tool, the box, the basket, whatever it is you choose. But you have to schedule that, right? We talked about that a minute ago. You have to schedule those times. Okay, that's step number four. And then step number five is that you actually need to schedule a time to empty these. Because again, we can't just pile stuff in and pile stuff in. Eventually, we're going to have to do something with all of that stuff. So I suggest a nightly or every other night that you are going and pulling that stuff out of there and putting it in the right places. So step number one is to determine what type of clutter you've got. For me, it's a mix of paper and non-paper. Number two, find an acceptable to look at solution for you, perhaps with a lid, and step number three is to strategically place that in your hub. And maybe you'll venture out a little bit from there if there are other places where clutter collects that are visible from your hub. The goal is to get your hub to be your happy place. Remember how it'd be nice if we could have, you know, all the corners of our homes looking amazing if we didn't have to spend all our time doing it. It would be amazing, but it's not possible. So we want to focus on just this hub first. Number four, schedule times to actually collect and corral all of the clutter and put it in the tool, in the actual quick clutter solution that you have. That's step number four. And then step number five is to also plan or schedule, perhaps nightly, the time to go ahead and empty those out, because we want to always have the space available that we need to, again, focus on just our hub and going from cluttered mess to totally acceptable and actually like, wow, I want to be in this room. We want to be able to do that in 2 to 3 minutes or less. The thing about clutter, the thing about stuff is it does just collect. That's just kind of one of those rules about living here on planet Earth. And again, you can either be frustrated by that or you can accept it and work with it in a way that actually works and helps you maintain your sanity. So we're going to work with it. We're going to say, you know what? I can keep hoping and wishing and asking people to put their keys away. And you know what? Some of the time they do, but some of the time they don't. And so I'm going to acknowledge that some of the time they don't. So I'm going to figure out how quickly, in 2 or 3 minutes or less, I can take all of the stuff that everybody leaves behind, and maybe yourself as well a little bit. I can get all of that stuff and I can get it hidden where I don't have to see it. And I can feel like, especially in my home hub, I can feel like, oh my goodness, I can breathe again. So quick clutter solutions to the rescue. You do not have to feel like your house is always a mess. Use this strategy and it will bring so much peace and calm to the most important area of your home. I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. Quick clutter solutions. I have been talking about these for probably 7 to 8 years. I've been using them in my home a lot longer than that, but pretty much as long as I've been in the online space somewhere, I've been talking about these because it is so hard to keep all the areas of our home clean and clutter-free. So we want to just focus on the areas that count, and we want to focus on how to pick them up quickly. We can pick them up correctly here and there as well, but we need to be able to pick them up quickly. And the quick clutter solutions are something that I've been using for forever to be able to do that. So that's what I had for you today. Be sure to tune in for the next episode where we are going to be talking about a huge I've got five time-saving strategies that you are going to want to make sure that you listen to if you ever struggle with feeling like, I don't have enough time for this, or I don't have enough time for that, or you feel like you are constantly chasing after your day. Make sure you tune in for that episode. You are going to want to make sure you hear it. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.